From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia said its warplanes Wednesday joined Turkish aircraft for the first time targeting Islamic State in the Turkish effort at a three-month offensive to dislodge rebels from the border town of Elbab. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said Russian and Turkish aircraft conducted their first joint airstrikes on ISIS positions in Aleppo province. He said nine Turkish planes, eight Turkish jets carried out the combined operation. Russia and Turkey have been on opposite sides of the nearly six-year conflict, with Moscow backing Syrian President Bashar Assad, Ankara supporting the rebels. David Lesh is a Syrian analyst at Trinity University in Texas.
They were having a tough go at it, trying to take Elbab from the Islamic State, suffering a number of losses. And so it appears that they need Russian military support, particularly air support.
The two countries are sponsoring talks next week in Kazakhstan aimed at resolving security-related matters such as ceasefire violations. Those talks were dealt a setback with the announcement Wednesday by the key rebel group Arar el-Sham it will not take part. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent said Wednesday at least 70 civilians, including six aid workers, were killed, dozens wounded, in northeast Nigeria following an errant military airstrike that hit a camp for displaced people. The strike occurred Tuesday in Ran, near the border of Nigeria and Cameroon. As Thursday dawned and Adama Barrow was to take the oath of office as Gambia's president, Senegalese and Nigerian forces gathered at the border vowing to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call from West African leaders to step down. Mr. Jammeh called the December 1st election fraudulent and called for a new ballot. Tuesday, he declared a state of emergency. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to head the Commerce Department told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday that changing the free trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, called NAFTA, tops his agenda. Wilbur Ross also called China the most protectionist country of the world's large nations. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump's choice for U.N. ambassador, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, at her confirmation hearing, condemned last month's Security Council resolution condemning Israel's settlement activity and praised the NATO alliance as necessary to contain Russia. President Barack Obama Wednesday indirectly appealed to his successor, Mr. Trump, to maintain sanctions on Russia for its annexation of the Crimea. Mr. Trump has hinted at lifting sanctions in exchange for a new nuclear arms deal with Moscow.
The reason sanctions have been put in place against Russia has to do with their actions in Ukraine. And it is important for the United States to stand up for the basic principle that big countries don't go around and invade and bully smaller countries.
At his final news conference, Mr. Obama also talked about life after public office.
It's important for me to take some time to process this amazing experience that we've gone through, to make sure that my wife, with whom I will be celebrating a 25th anniversary this year, is willing to re-up and put up with me for a little bit longer. I want to do some writing. I want to be quiet a little bit and not hear myself talk so darn much.
He said while his conversations with President-elect Trump have been lengthy and cordial, he expects policy changes once the president-elect takes office Friday. Colombia will hold delayed peace talks with its second-largest rebel group, the ELN, February 8, after the guerrillas free a political hostage. Wednesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos said the ELN would meet this demand.
This is the end of the war. This is something which Colombians never thought was possible just a few years ago.
Mr. Santos won the Nobel Peace Prize for his negotiations with the larger rebel group known as FARC. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency, quoting U.S. and South Korean sources, said North Korea is preparing to test new rockets, including a new upgraded prototype of an intercontinental ballistic missile. In a New Year's Day speech, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his regime was close to test launching an ICBM, with North Korea media hinting such a test could come any time. Israel is preparing to deploy a new missile defense shield. The defense ministry Wednesday said the U.S.-funded Arrow 3 has been handed over to the Air Force and designed to intercept missiles in outer space. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is reported to be in stable condition and resting comfortably in intensive care with pneumonia after doctors performed surgery to clear an airway. Meanwhile, the wife of the 92-year-old former chief executive, Barbara, has been admitted to the same hospital after experiencing fatigue and coughing. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.